He said in 1 John 5:14 and 15, and this is the confidence. I love that. That we have in him, that if we ask anything, how many things? Anything. According to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Thank you, Lord. That means when we ask, we know that we have the answer. Hebrews 4:16 said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Are you out there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then Matthew 11:28-30 said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I'll give you what? Rest? That means I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not troubled by nothing because I'm resting in his promises. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn the truth so you won't have to be afraid of nothing. Take my yoke and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden a light. Hallelujah. How is his burden? I read to you last Sunday, the young man, the father that had the young man that was a lunatic, that was had an evil spirit. Sometimes we'll toss him in the water to drown him and to the fire to burn him. And the man said, if you can do anything, do what? Have compassion on the helpless. Is that right? And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Is that right? I'm telling you, in these days, although you see men and women going this way and that way, falling by the side, falling, turning back, turning away from God, you see all kind of things going on in the earth. If you can believe, all things are possible. You can live on the high side. You can walk victorious all the days of your life. You can prosper and be successful in your walk with God. Amen. Your needs are met and supplied. And when he got through casting the devil out of the young man and then raised him up, took him by the hand, lifted him up, and left and gave him to his father, a disciple came to him in Matthew 17:19-21. Said they came to him, and his disciple came to Jesus. And this is what they said. Then his disciple came to Jesus privately and said, why couldn't we not cast him out? Cast it out. Jesus said unto them, see, Jesus wouldn't tell them no lie. Because of your unbelief. See, fear, doubt, unbelief run hand in hand. If you live your life in fear and doubt and unbelief, you shut God out. I'm going to say it again. If you live your life in fear, doubt, and unbelief, you close God out. Because he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. So that he told him the truth. He said, because of your unbelief, for surely I say unto you, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Amen. So Jesus said, those of us that believe, thank you, Jesus. Those of us that believe, he said, these, this is what will follow you. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. They drink in the deadly thing and shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. Fear will cause you to draw back. Faith will cause you to step up. Faith will cause you to act on God's word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then in Psalm 49, 3 through 5, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. Oh, Jesus. I will incline my ear to a proverb. What is a proverb? I will incline my ear to a proverb. What is a proverb? Wise saying. Well, wise saying have to come from someone that's wise. And only somebody I know is wise is God. So he said, I will incline my ear to a proverb, wise saying, I will disclose my dark sand on the harp. I will get on my harp and play. Hallelujah. That those things in my heart, I'll be able to express them in a song, in music. Hallelujah. 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 And because of that, you ever notice that we sing together and play music. We want to express our praise to God. We want to give him the glory. We want to give him honor. And we want him to be exalted, right? Amen. So why should I fear in the day of evil? Because I'm going to give praise to God. I'm going to express what's in my heart in music, in a song. Hallelujah. So why should I fear in the day of evil when the iniquity is at my heels surround me? Why should I fear? I'll tell you why. Because I know the greater one is living on the inside of me. And I got the victory over him.